Psalm 91 in the Old Testament.
诗篇91篇第一、第二两节。
Verses 1 and 2 of Psalm 91.
住在至高者隐秘处的，必住在全能者的荫下。我要论到耶和华说，他是我的避难所，是我的山寨，是我的神，是我所倚靠的。
Psalm 91, verse 1. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust.
第二处我们要读约翰福音第十五章。
Next, we will read John chapter 15.
新约圣经约翰福音第十五章，我们从第五节读到第七节。
In the New Testament, the Gospel of John, we will read chapter 15 from verse 5 to verse 11.
约翰福音第十五章第五节，这是主所说的话：我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，常在我里面的，我也常在他里面，这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。人若不常在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来扔在火里烧了。你们若常在我里面，我的话也常在你们里面，凡你们所愿意的祈求，就给你们成就。
John 15 verse 5. These are words uttered by our Lord. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up, and they gather him and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Verse 7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it shall be done for you.
我们第三处要读新约圣经约翰一书。
The third scripture is found in 1 John.
约翰一书第二章。
First John chapter 2.
我们从第二十四节读到第二十九节。
We will read from verse 24 to 29.
约翰一书第二章第二十四节，论到你们，务要将那从起初所听见的常存在心里。若将从起初所听见的存在心里，你们就必住在子里面，也必住在父里面。主所应许我们的就是永生。我将这些话写给你们，是指着那引诱你们的人说的。你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按这恩膏的教训住在主里面。小子们呐，你们要住在主里面，这样他若显现，我们就可以坦然无惧。当他来的时候，在他面前也不至于惭愧。你们若知道他是公义的，就知道凡行公义之人都是从他所生。
1 John chapter 2 verse 24. As for you, let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise which he himself made to us, eternal life. These things I have written to you concerning those who are trying to deceive you. And as for you, the anointing which you receive from him abides in you, and you have no need for anyone to teach you. But as his anointing teaches you about all things, and is true and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him, so that when he appears, we may have confidence and not shrink back away from him in shame at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone also who practices righteousness is born of him. Let's bow our heads for a further word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你爱我们。
Lord, we thank you that you loved us.
你应许我们在这世上有苦难，但是我们在你的里面有平安。
We thank you that you say that even though there is tribulation in the world, you promise us that in you there is peace.
你所赐的平安是胜过这世界的。
The peace that you've bestowed upon us overcomes this world.
因此早晨我们能够在你所赐的平安里面
Therefore, this morning, in the peace that you've bestowed upon us, we can have communion with you. In this peace, we can worship you. May you grant your presence to us one more time this morning. Speak to each one of our hearts. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. 在我们刚经历过这一次哈维飓风当中, 我们中间有不少的弟兄姐妹都遭受了损失。
After this Hurricane Harvey, a lot of brothers and sisters in our midst have suffered great loss.
有的人车辆被水淹坏了。
Some people's cars have been ruined by the flood.
也有弟兄姐妹的房屋或者车库进了水。
And some of our brothers and sisters' homes and garages have been flooded.
甚至有的弟兄姐妹的房子 淹得很厉害, 不能够再住人, 需要整个推倒的。
To the extent that some of our brothers and sisters' homes have been so severely flooded that it has to be totally demolished and to be rebuilt.
就像我们在这次灾难中遭受了这些财物的损失。
It's just like all this loss of property during this natural disaster.
圣经中的约伯, 他也曾经失去了所有的。
In the Bible, Job has also lost all.
从约伯记里我们看见约伯失去了他所有的财物。
From the book of Job, we saw that Job has lost all his properties.
他失去了他10位所爱的儿女。
He has lost his beloved 10 children.
他甚至也失去了他自己的健康, 从头到脚长满了毒疮。
And he also lost his own health from his top of his head to the bottom of his feet. It's full of terrible sores.
但是更叫约伯感到痛苦的,
but what made Job felt even more painful inside was
就是在他所经历的这一切灾难中, 他不知道神在哪里。
In all the afflictions that he has gone through, he did not know where God was.
他不知道神为什么允许这些灾难临到他。
He did not know why God allowed all this trouble to befall him.
他不明白他所遭遇的这一切的灾难 有什么意义和目的?
He did not understand what the purpose and goal for all the afflictions he had to go through.
然而当风暴止息, 雷声止住的时候,
but after the end of the storm and the thunder has ceased,
在金色辉煌的空中, 有一个声音向约伯说话,
and in this golden glimmer from the sky, there was a voice speaking to Job.
神在旋风中来向约伯说话,
so God spoke to Job in the whirlwind.
约伯曾经在他的灾难中他质问过神。
In his tribulation, Job had rebuked God.
他要求神回答他的问题。
He demanded that God answer his questions.
然而当神在旋风中向他说话的时候, 他的口被封住了。
However, when God spoke to him in the whirlwind, his mouth has been shut up.
约伯的反应是, 我从前风闻有你, 现在亲眼见到你。
The response of Job was, I had heard of thee by the hearing of the eye, but now my eye sees thee.
因此我厌恶自己, 在尘土炉灰中懊悔。
Therefore I retract and I repent in dust and ashes.
我们也回想起当先知以利亚藏躲在, 藏躲在那何烈山的洞穴当中。
We also remember when the prophet Elijah was hiding in the cleft of Mount Horeb.
在烈风和地震之后, After
a great wind and the earthquake, there was a gentle, soft voice speaking to him.
起来,
rise up.
同样的, 在当神向, 在旋风中向约伯说话的时候,
likewise, when God spoke to Job in the whirlwind,
永生神叫他竖起腰带,
the ever-living God told him to gird up his loins.
感谢神在过去的十几天当中, 我们看见许多弟兄姐妹竖起腰带。
We thank the God, the Lord that in the past 10 some days, we saw a lot of brothers and sisters, they have girded up their loins.
无论是在前方第一线, 来帮助弟兄姐妹做清理的工作,
whether they were cleaning up, helping out with brothers and sisters in the front line,
或是在后方物资和祷告上,
or whether they're at the back supporting people with prayers or material needs.
在在都彰显出在基督里肢体相爱的见证。
More and more it signifies the love testimony of the love of the body of Christ.
在约伯记这里我们看见 神在灾难之后向约伯指明两件事情。
We see here that God showed Job two things after the end of his tribulations.
第一就是卑微微小的人不能够明白神的道路。
First, small and worthless people like men cannot understand the way of God.
第二就是神旨意的爱是何等的细腻温柔。
Second, the purposeful love of God was so exquisite and gentle.
当约伯在患难之中，他以为神离他很远。
In Job's affliction, he felt that God was far away.
然而神就在约伯身边。
However, God was next to Job.
神从来没有离开约伯。
God has never departed from Job.
神正在借着约伯所遭遇的这一切患难，在他身上来完成神在他身上的那个旨意。
So through all the affliction that God has caused in Job, he has completed his will in Job.
我们看见最终约伯得着了长子的祝福。
We see that ultimately Job has received the blessing of the elder son.
他所有的都是双倍的。
Because everything God has given back to him, it was double.
我相信这也是神借着这一次的风灾与洪水，在我们这些他所爱的儿女们身上所要成就的。
I also believe this is what God wants to accomplish in the children that he so dearly loved through the affliction and the hurricane.
在飓风之后，九月一号的周五，我们有一次分区的聚集，因为考量到弟兄姐妹啊的安全。
After the hurricane on September 1, we have a gathering by region because of a concern for the safety of the brothers and sisters.
我也在 Sugar Land 参加了啊，在一个弟兄姐妹家里面的一个小组的聚集。
I also joined a group that was hosted by a brother and sister in Sugar Land.
在聚会中，弟兄姐妹分享了在这次飓风洪水之中的一些感受和学习。
During that gathering, the brothers and sisters shared what they have learned through this hurricane.
有人提到再一次被提醒，今年夏天以来一直反复被问的一个问题。
Someone mentioned that there was this question that was repeatedly asked of us since this summer.
就是我们预备好了吗？
Which is, are we ready?
我相信很多弟兄姐妹在经过这次风灾洪水之后，我们深深的感受到我们还没有预备好。
I believe that a lot of brothers and sisters after this hurricane and the flood would have come to the sense that we have not been prepared.
有弟兄姐妹分享到，当因着洪水的威胁需要撤离家园的时候，就想到我们能够带些什么离开。
Some brothers and sisters also shared that because of the fleeing from the flood, we also think about what we can bring with us.
当然弟兄姐妹就想到我们没有办法带着钢琴离开。
Of course, our brothers and sisters think about we cannot bring our piano with us.
特别是三角的钢琴。
Especially those grand pianos.
名贵的钢琴。
A piano of great worth.
我们也不能带着我们的沙发离开。
We also cannot bring our sofas with us.
我们看见在这个飓风洪水之后，我们发现什么对我们才是最重要的。
So after this hurricane and the flood, then we realize what is of most highest worth to us.
当弟兄姐妹需要搭船离开的时候，只能带一个小包包。
When our brother and sister had to be evacuated by boat, you could only bring a small backpack.
我不知道弟兄姐妹在那小包包里面装些什么。
I don't know what is in your backpack.
但是我们实在是再一次被提醒。
However, we were reminded once again.
当有一天我们去见主的时候，
One day when we see the face of the Lord,
我们是带着什么到主的面前？
What do we bring into His presence?
另外，弟兄姐妹有更多的分享，讨论一个问题。
Furthermore, the brothers and sisters had other additional fellowship on one question.
就是如何在这一次的飓风洪水当中，我们能够真正享有那真实的平安。
How can we enjoy true peace amidst the hurricane and the flood?
是否真有这个平安的关键，不在乎我们的房子是坐落在哪里。
True peace does not depend on the location of our houses.
当然这次在风灾当中，我才发现我所住的 Sugar Land 比 Katy 那个地势啊差了很多，低了很多。
So from this hurricane, I realized that the topology of the land of my area, Sugar Land, is actually lower than Katy.
好像 Katy 是100多，Sugar Land 只有50多。
So maybe Sugarland is 50 feet above water, and Katy was 100 feet above waterline.
So
the physical location of our homes cannot bring us true peace.
真正的平安乃是在我们的里面。
True peace is only found within us.
如果我们读启示录的话，我们看见那将来必成的事情。
When we read the book of Revelation, we will see the thing that will surely be accomplished in the future.
我们知道到了世界的末期, 全地的灾难只会越来越加剧。
At the end times, all the tribulation and affliction of the world will just become more and more.
不单是飓风洪水,
Not only would we have hurricanes and floods,
还有各样的灾害, 疾病, 战争等等。
We'll also have lots of illnesses, affliction, and wars.
弟兄姐妹，哪里才是我们平安的藏身之处呢？
Where is the shelter where we can find true peace?
我们实在是已经到了这世界末了的一个末期。
We're certainly at the very last period of the end times.
我们实在是需要来清楚地知道哪里是我们的藏身之处。
We truly need to know where our shelter is.
诗篇 91篇 第一节告诉我们,
Psalm 91:1 tells us,
住在至高者隐秘处的必住在全能者的荫下。
He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty.
这是我们在各样极难当中得享平安的那个缘由。
This is the source by which we can have true peace in all afflictions.
诗篇 91篇的作者, 他以他自己亲身的经历来向我们做见证。
The psalmist of Psalm 91 uses his own personal experience to testify to us in this way.
他说我要论到耶和华说,
I will say to the Lord,
他是我的避难所, 是我的山寨, 是我的神, 是我的, 是我所倚靠的。
My refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust.
我们之所以能够在各样的灾难当中仍然有平安, 是因为住在至高者的隐秘处。
The reason why we can have peace in all this affliction is because we're dwelling in the shelter of the Most High.
是因为藏身在全能者的荫蔽之下。
Because we're abiding in the shadow of the Almighty.
因为没有一个灾难,
Because not one single affliction,
甚至是像挪亚时代那个洪水,
Even about the floods of Noah's time,
是高过至高者的,
would be higher than the Most High.
也没有一样的灾害,
and there's not one single natural disaster,
甚至是死亡,
even death,
是大过全能者,
is bigger than the Almighty.
这是为什么圣经告诉我们说, 洪水泛滥之时, 耶和华坐着为王, 坐着为王, 直到永远。
This is why the Bible tells us the Lord sat as king at the flood. Yes, the Lord sits as king forever.
耶和华我们的神是至高者。
Our Lord is the Most High.
耶和华我们的神他是全能者。
The Lord our God is the Almighty.
因此住在至高者隐秘处的。
Therefore, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High
必在全能者的荫下得蒙保守。
Will be blessed in the shadow of the Almighty.
得蒙全能者的保守并不是说不会遭遇患难。
To receive blessing from the Almighty doesn't mean that we're spared from affliction.
得蒙保守乃是说到在我们里面的平安是胜过灾难、胜过世界、胜过死亡的。
To be blessed by the Almighty means that the peace within us overcome the world, the affliction and everything.
就像那些 遭遇铁达尼号船难的一些基督徒,
It's just like the Christians who have gone through the affliction of the Titanic.
他们可以平安地把他们的救生衣,
In peace, they can give their life jackets.
把他们唯一求生的机会给了那些还没有得救的人,
Which was the only way by means they could be saved to other people who have not been saved.
在诗篇 91篇这里, 作诗的人借着会幕的结构来告诉我们什么是至高者的隐秘处。
The psalmist in Psalm 91 shows us that through the structure of the tabernacle, what is dwelling in the shelter of the Most High.
至高者的隐秘处乃是在基路伯的翅膀荫下。
The shelter of the Most High is under the wings of the cherubim.
旧约的会幕从外面到里面可以分成三层。
The tabernacle in the Old Testament could be divided into three portions.
有外院，有圣所，有至圣所。
There's the outer court, there's the holy place, there's the holy of holies.
在至圣所里有法柜。
In the holy of holies, there is the testimony.
法柜的上面是施恩座。
Above the testimony is the mercy seat.
换句话说，这施恩座呢，就是法柜的盖子。
In other words, the mercy seat is a covering for the testimony.
在这施恩座的两头呢，安置了两个基路伯。
At the two ends of the mercy seat, there are two cherubim.
基路伯的翅膀呢，就遮盖了整个施恩座。
And the wings of the cherubim covers the entire mercy seat.
神的荣耀就在施恩座那里来向百姓显现。
And the God's glory is revealed to the people.
荣耀的神也从施恩座那里来向百姓说话。
And the glorious God also spoke to the people.
为了帮助弟兄姐妹能够稍微理解我刚刚所描述的哈，这边有个图片。
So there, we have a photograph to a picture to illustrate what I just described.
在图片下半部的那个就是法柜。
In the lower part of the picture is the testimony.
那上面那个整个盖子呢，就是施恩座。
Above it is the mercy seat.
这施恩座呢是用金子做的。
The mercy seat is made of gold.
然后上面的两个基路伯呢也是用金子做的，他们的翅膀就遮盖了整个施恩座。
And the two cherubim was also made of gold, and it was covering the whole mercy seat.
荣耀的神呢，就是在那施恩座在翅膀的印下来向神的百姓显现，并且说话。
So the glorious God would reveal himself and speak to his people at the mercy seat.
所以也就是说，在施恩座基路伯的翅膀印下，就是至高神的隐秘处。
In other words, underneath the wings of the cherubim is the shelter of the Most High God.
我们刚刚说到这个施恩座呢是法柜的盖子。
Earlier we say that the mercy seat is the cover for the testimony.
是安在那个法柜之上的。
It is on top of the testimony.
我们知道在法柜里面放的是两块的法板。
We know that inside the ark of the testimony was the testimony.
这法板所代表的就是律法的审判。
The testimony represents the judgment of the law.
而在法柜之上，这个施恩座所代表的就是神的怜悯。
Above the Ark of the Covenant represents mercy of God.
对，所以英文的翻译就叫做 mercy seat.
Therefore, it is called the mercy seat.
因此，我们看见在法柜之上的施恩座，就向我们说明一件重要的事情。
So the fact that the mercy seat was above the ark of the testimony illustrates a very important fact.
就是怜悯原是向审判夸胜。
Which is mercy would triumph over judgment.
这是神所为我们设立的那个施恩座的那个意义。
This is the significance and the meaning by which God has established the mercy seat.
在新约的时候，神借着耶稣基督他设立了一个挽回祭。
In the New Testament, through the Lord Jesus Christ, God has established this propitiation.
这在罗马书三章二十五节那里告诉我们。
Which is in Romans 3:25.
也就是说，主耶稣就是旧约那个施恩座所预表的。
So, what is the typology of the mercy seat in the Old Testament?
施恩座乃是预表主耶稣基督。
The mercy seat is a typology of the Lord Jesus.
它是用金金所做成的。
The mercy seat was made of pure gold.
圣经中金金就是代表神的性情。
In the Bible, pure gold refers to the divine nature.
神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的住在基督里。
The fullness of the deity dwells in bodily form in Christ.
也就是说，荣耀的神他是如何的公义，主耶稣基督他也是那样的公义。
In other words, as the glorious God is so righteous, the Lord Jesus Christ is also as glorious.
神是如何的圣洁，主耶稣也是那样的圣洁。
As God is holy, the Lord Jesus is also holy.
神是如何的怜悯，主耶稣也是那样的怜悯。
As God is merciful, so is the Lord Jesus Christ.
因此，主耶稣基督就是神所设立的那个施恩座。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus Christ is the mercy seat established by God.
也就是罗马书那里所说到的那个挽回祭。
Which is the propitiation in his blood referred to in Romans.
施恩座也好，挽回祭也好，它表明了两件重要的事情。
Whether it's a mercy seat or the propitiation in his blood, it represents two facts.
第一，在希伯来书第九章那边告诉我们，他乃是为了遮蔽罪。
First, in Hebrews 9, it talks about how it's set up to cover for sin.
第二方面就是讲到这施恩座乃是为了挽回。
Secondly, this mercy seat is to provide propitiation.
所以罗马书三章二十五节告诉我们，神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信。
Therefore, in Romans, it talks about God displayed this propitiation in his blood through faith.
罗马书三章二十三节告诉我们，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Romans tells us that all have sinned and have fallen short of glory of God.
有罪的人不能够来到圣洁荣耀的神面前。
Sinners cannot come into the presence of the glorious and holy God.
当罪人到神面前，到圣洁的神面前，只有一个结局。
There's only one end result for sinners to come before God.
就是灭亡。
Which is a destruction.
因为神是恨恶罪的。
Because God hates sin.
而且罪的工价乃是死。
Furthermore, the wages of sin is death.
而这罪所带来的死，还不是只是指着我们肉身的灭亡而已。
And this death referred to here is not just about the physical destruction.
罪的工价所带来的死，乃是叫我们与神永远的隔绝。
The wages of sin separates us totally from God forever.
按着律法的审判，
According to the judgment of the law,
我们都是有罪的。
We all have sinned.
我们都是该死的。
We all deserve to die.
按着律法的标准，我们是不可能来到圣洁公义的神面前。
According to the standard under the law, we cannot come before the holy and righteous God.
然而因着神极大的怜悯，
But because of his great mercy,
因着神爱他所造的人，
Because God loves the men whom that he created,
他为罪人开了一条路，
He inaugurated a way for sinners,
就是借着施恩座，
Which is through the mercy seat,
借着挽回祭，
Through this propitiation,
因着耶稣的宝血，
In his blood, precious blood,
神不再纪念我们人的罪。
God no longer remembers sins of men.
因着借着耶稣的宝血，
Through the precious blood of the Lord Jesus.
叫我们这些原本有罪的人能够来亲近圣洁公义的荣耀的神。
We who had sinned could now draw near to the holy, glorious, righteous God.
借着耶稣十字架的救赎，
Through the redemption of the Lord Jesus.
叫我们能够与神和好。
We can be reconciled with God.
我们从那永远的灭亡当中被神挽回过来。
From eternal destruction, we have this propitiation.
我们能够来亲近神。
We can draw near to God.
我们得称为神的儿女。
We can be called children of God.
这是神所赐给罪人最大的那个平安。
This is the greatest peace that God has bestowed on sinners.
就是罪人能够与神和好的那个平安。
This is a peace where sinners can be reconciled with God.
弟兄姐妹，这是每一个人所最需要的那个平安。
This is a peace that every single one of here so eagerly need.
这个平安神愿意赐给每一个愿意相信的人。
This peace God decides to give to everyone.
我也愿意今天在我们当中的每一位。
I also desire for every single one here today.
在你离开今天聚会之前，
Before you leave the assembly today,
你能够确实的得着这个平安。
You can truly gain of this peace with assurance.
就是因着知道你的罪已经被耶稣的血完全的洗净。
Which is you know your sins have been totally cleansed by his precious blood.
你知道神因着这个挽回祭完全的饶恕了你。
You know that because of this propitiation, God has totally forgiven you.
他已经赦免你所有的过犯。
He has forgiven all of your trespasses.
这个平安是因着你确实的知道，当你行完今生路程之后，你要去哪里。
This peace allows you to know with full assurance after you are done with this journey on this earth where you are heading.
感谢神，这是神借着他儿子耶稣基督作为挽回祭所为我们成就的。
We thank God this is what he has accomplished through his son, through this propitiation.
叫我们不仅能够在需要的时候能够来到这施恩座前得连续蒙恩惠。 做随时的帮助。
So not only would we come to this mercy seat to find grace to help in time of need,
我们还可以一直住在施恩座的面前。
We can also continue to dwell before this mercy seat,
就是我们能够住在基督里面。
Which is we can abide in Christ,
住在神的同在里。
Which is we can abide in the presence of God,
而住在主基督里，也就是住在至高者的隐秘处。
To abide in Christ is to abide in the shelter of the Most High.
那么我们如何能够这样子一直的住在这至高者的隐秘处呢？
How can we continuously dwell in the shelter of the Most High?
好叫我们能够得着全能者的护庇。
So that we can receive the covering of the Almighty.
我们不是照着，不是靠着我们这个我们天然人的魂呢，来住在基督里。
It is not by our own soulish life that we can dwell in the presence of God.
我们乃是要按着恩高的教训住在主里面。
We have to abide in Christ according to the anointing.
我们知道旧约的会幕分为三层。
We know that there are three portions of the tabernacle in the Old Testament.
我们这个人从外到里也分为三层。
We human beings alike are also divided into three portions, from the outside to the inside.
我们有外面这个物质的身体。
On the outside, we have this physical being.
我们还有我们的魂。
We also have our soul.
在里面的深处还有灵。
In the very deep side, we also have our spirit.
我们天然人常常是凭着我们感觉、我们的思想、我们的意志来生活。
Our natural man always live by his own thinking, his own will, and his own feelings.
然而我们不能凭着我们的感觉来住在主的里面。
However, we cannot dwell in God from our own feelings.
我们记得有一次当主的门徒他们在船上遇见风浪的时候。
Remember there was one time the disciples ran into a storm in a boat.
那是一个非常危险的情形。
It was a perilous time.
虽然主耶稣与他们在同一条船上。
Even though the Lord Jesus Christ was in the same boat as them.
他们却极其害怕喊着说我们要丧命了。
But the disciples were so afraid, and so they say, "We're about to perish."
不错，当时的门徒们，他们的确面临一个丧命的危险。
True, they were facing the danger of losing their lives.
我想他们当时的情况比我们这次所经过的洪水还要更危急。
Maybe what the disciples have experienced at that moment was even more perilous than when we were faced with the floods.
他们在那样的情况之下，他们需要有人在那里掌舵。
At that time, somebody had to be at the oar.
因为风浪实在是太大了。
Because the wind was very strong.
很可能是彼得在那里掌舵。
Maybe
希望把那个船能够稳住。
Maybe Peter was at the oar so that they could he could stable the boat.
可能腓力在那里来研究我们怎么样子能够在这样一个风暴当中能够逃生。
Maybe Philip was analyzing how he could escape under the storm.
当然，其他门徒们在那里忙着。把船里面的水赶快舀到船外去。
And all the other disciples were busy trying to scoop water from the boat into the ocean.
弟兄姐妹，门徒们在外面所做这些事情本身并不是问题。
All these things that the disciples did by themselves was not a problem.
问题是他们允许这个风浪夺去他们里面的平安。
But the crux of the issue is that they allow the storm to steal away their peace within.
他们里面胆怯害怕了。
Within them, they were fearful.
他们忘记了那位有大能平息风浪的主就在他们身边。
They forgot the fact that the God who can steal the storm and the winds was in their midst.
所以主耶稣责备他们说你们这小信的人。
Therefore the Lord Jesus rebuked them by saying, "You men of little faith."
弟兄姐妹，这常常也是我们的情形。
Brothers and sisters, oftentimes this is what we are.
虽然主与我们同在，
Even though the Lord has granted His presence in us,
但是当我们遭遇到一些患难的时候，
But when we face a,
我们却忘记了他是那位至高者，他是那位全能者。
We forgot the fact that He is the Almighty and He is the Most High.
所以我们看见我们的感觉常常会动摇，夺去我们心中的平安。
Sometimes we know that our feelings could be shaken and it could take away our peace.
所以我们是不能根据我们的感觉来住在主里面。
Therefore we cannot dwell in the presence of God by our own feelings.
我们也不能靠着我们的思想来住在主里面。
We also cannot dwell in the presence of God by our own thinking.
记得有一次当 啊，有一位啊犹太人中间的师父尼哥底母来见耶稣。
Remember, there was a Nicodemus, the teacher of the Jews, came to see Jesus.
主耶稣就告诉跟他谈论到关于神国的事情。
So the Lord Jesus discussed with him the matters of the heavenly kingdom.
虽然尼哥底母他有世上的聪明和智慧，
even though Nicodemus possesses all the knowledge and wisdom of this world,
我相信他的思想比我们都还要更加的犀利。
I trust that his understanding is even more exquisite than us.
他有许多人生的阅历和经验。
He also have a lot of experiences in this world.
可是他却不懂得主耶稣说要重生才能够进神的国。
However, he could not understand the fact that Jesus said you have to be born again before you can enter into the kingdom of God.
他的思想就告诉他说，怎能有这样的事呢？
His thinking, his mind was telling him, how can these things be?
难道人已经老了，难道还能够再进母腹再生出来吗？
Therefore, he said, how can a man be born again when he is old? He cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born, can he?
所以他的心思叫他不能够明白。
Therefore, his thinking prevents him from understanding.
然后主耶稣就告诉他说，风随着意思吹。
Therefore, the Lord tells him, the wind blows where it wishes.
主乃是告诉尼哥底母说，人要重生并且进神的国，这乃是圣灵的工作。
The Lord Jesus wants to tell him that for a man to be born again, it is the work of the Holy Spirit and for him to enter into the kingdom of God.
因为从这两个例子我们看见，我们要住在主里面，不能凭着我们的感觉，也不能靠着我们的思想。
From these two examples, we see that for us to abide in Christ, it cannot be dependent on our feelings and our thinking.
因为我们的感觉和思想常常会受到环境的影响。
Because our thinking and our feelings are constantly affected by the environment.
我们要住在主里面，乃是要根据信心。
We have to abide in Christ by faith.
乃是圣灵在我们里面的工作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit within us.
只有在信心里。
It's only by faith.
在灵的深处。
In the deepest of the Holy Spirit.
我们才能够与主有交通。
We can have communion with the Lord.
我们才能够与主相连。
We can have union with God.
活在灵里面。
When we dwell in the Spirit.
才是活在至高者的隐秘处。
That is dwelling in the shelter of the Most High.
那里才有安息。
There you can find rest.
我们里面灵的深处，就是圣灵所住的那个隐秘处。
In the deepest part of our spirit is where the Holy Spirit dwells.
这是为什么在主耶稣在马太福音第六章就告诉门徒说。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus Christ said to his disciples in Matthew chapter 6.
说你们祷告的时候，你们要进到内室。
When you pray, go into the inner room.
就是要回到灵的里头。
Which is you have to return to your spirit.
祷告你们在暗中的父。
And you pray to your Father in secret.
在我们的灵里，就是至高者的居所。
In our spirit is the dwelling place of the Most High.
所以我们看见今天我们的神与我们是何等的近。
We see that our God is so close to us today.
借着约翰一书的话告诉我们。
And then the Lord also used the words from 1 John to teach us.
他说要按着恩膏的教训住在主里面。
Which is to abide in the Lord from his anointing.
这个住呢，就讲到交通，讲到享用。
When you abide in him, this refers to having fellowship with him and enjoying him.
就是在主耶稣在约翰福音十五章呢，就借着葡萄树的做一个例子。
And the Lord Jesus also used the vine as an example in John 15.
主说我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
The Lord says, I am the vine, you are the branches.
中文翻译说常在我里面，那个常在的这个中文，其他英文就是住。
So the Chinese talks about being in something, but the English is abide in him.
主说常在我里面的，我也常在他里面。
The Lord says, abide in me and I will abide in you.
所以葡萄树的枝子因着它里面生命是与葡萄树相连的。
The branches, because of the life of the branches, are in union with the vine.
枝子它在生命里头与葡萄树是有交通的。
The branches have fellowship with the vine.
所以枝子就可以从葡萄树能够得着，能够享用葡萄树一切的那个供应。
And therefore, the branches can enjoy the abundant provision of the vine.
所以葡萄树的枝子，它只要是接在连于这葡萄树的话，它渐渐的就会结出果子来。
Therefore, if the branches are connected to the vine, it gradually will bear fruit.
我记得兰培德弟兄他曾经分享过一个葡萄树的例子。
I remember this example of the vine from Lance Lambert.
他说在英国那里呢有一棵百年的葡萄树。
In England, there's this vine that is 100 years old.
这是很稀奇的。
This is an amazing thing.
而这葡萄树呢它常常结果子。
And this vine bears much fruit.
它有一次呢在那个地方呢发生了几年的干旱。
One time in England, there was a drought for several years.
那许多的树木花草呢都枯萎掉了。
A lot of trees and shrubs and flowers all dry up and die.
然后人就发现这棵百年葡萄树啊很特别。
However, people find out that this 100-year vine is very unique.
它不仅没有枯萎。
Not only does it not dry up,
它反而结实累累。
It has bear much fruit.
然后他们就去研究为什么这棵葡萄树能够在干旱之年呢，仍然能够结实累累。
So then they try to analyze the reason behind which this vine can bear much fruit, even in drought.
他们就发现这棵葡萄树的根啊，它扎得很深。
It turns out the roots of this vine is very deep.
它不仅是深，而且呢，它这个根啊，一直延伸得很远。
Not only are these roots very deep, it also expand a very far distance.
这个葡萄树的根啊，就伸延到几英里外的那个泰晤士河里。
These roots can reach all the way several miles away to River Thames.
所以当天空不下雨，这么长的时间天空不下雨。
Even though for a long time there's no rain from the sky.
我想地底下基本上也没有什么水分。
I think that also there's probably no underground water.
然后这棵葡萄树呢，因着它的根能够从河里面吸取这个水分。
However, because this vine through its roots can absorb water from the River Thames.
就供应了这棵葡萄树的枝子能够继续的成长。
So this sustains the vine to continue to grow.
能够继续的结出果实了。
And the vine continues to bear fruit.
弟兄姐妹，我们的主他就是那棵真葡萄树。
Brothers and sisters, our Lord is the true vine.
我们就是这棵葡萄树上的枝子。
We are the branches of this vine.
主说，你们若在住在我里面，我也住在你们里面。
The Lord says, you abide in me and I will abide in you.
我们的主就是我们属灵生命成长一切所需要的供应。
The Lord is all of our provision in our spiritual growth.
只要我们紧紧地与他相连。
If we have a close union with him.
只要我们与他有交通，我们能够享用他生命一切的丰盛。
As long as we have fellowship with him and we have abundant provision from him in life.
弟兄姐妹，在我们身上要结出能够荣耀父神的果子，是自自然然的事情。
We can naturally bear fruit that glorifies God the Father.
因此我们基督徒的生活也是要回到隐秘式的生活。
Therefore, the life of a Christian is to return to the shelter.
借着圣灵在我们里面的感动和带领。
Through the moving and leading of the Spirit within.
叫我们能够连于我们的主。
So that we can be in union with our Lord.
我们能够从他生命里面得着我们一切所需的供应。
And that we can receive all provision from his life.
并且当我们回到灵里头与他相交的时候。
Furthermore, as we have communion within ourselves to have fellowship with him.
我们能够在至高者的隐秘处看见神的荣耀。
We can see the glory in the shelter of the Most High.
能够在施恩座中间听见荣耀神的声音。
Before the mercy seat, we can see the glorious God speaking to us.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们今天预备好等候主回来的一个非常重要的一个关键。
This is key to our preparation for the Lord's second return.
我们知道在路加福音给我们看见在弥赛亚第一次来临之前。
Before the anointed came, the Messiah came the first time.
有一个人叫做西面。
There's a person by the name of Simeon.
圣经告诉我们他是有圣灵的人。
The Bible tells us that Simeon has the Spirit within him.
他从圣灵得着启示，知道自己在离世以先呢，未死以先呢，他必看见基督的面。
This Simeon has revelation from the Holy Spirit that before he departs from this world, he will see the face of the Anointed One.
所以当约瑟和玛利亚将那个婴孩耶稣带到圣殿的时候，
So when Joseph and Mary brought the baby Jesus to the temple,
西面里面是何等的满足。
Simeon was very satisfied within.
在当时又有一位女先知叫做亚拿。
At the time, same time, there was also a prophetess by the name of Anna.
这位女先知亚拿，她从来不离开圣殿。
This prophetess Anna, she never left the temple.
她在那里禁食祈求，昼夜侍奉神。
She fasted and she prayed and she served God day and night.
我们看见她也在那里是预备好来迎接弥赛亚的一个人。
We also know that she is someone who is prepared to receive the Messiah.
到启示录十四章，我们看见有一班跟随羔羊穿白衣的得胜者。
Until Revelation chapter 14, we also see that there's a group of people who follow the Lamb and is clothed with white raiment.
羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随他。
Wherever the Lamb goes, they will follow.
弟兄姐妹，无论是在安静的在圣殿里面侍奉神。
Brothers and sisters, whether you are serving God quietly in the temple,
或是无论羔羊往哪里去，都跟随羔羊的一般人。
Or whether you are someone who follows the Lamb wherever he goes.
这些人都是按着恩膏的教训住在主里面。
These people are all abiding in the Lord through the teaching of the anointing.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们所需要的预备。
This is the preparation that we need.
就是住在主里面，只等到主回来。
Which is to abide in Christ until he returns.
恩膏的教训，圣经告诉我们说，要按着恩膏的教训住在主里面。
The Bible tells us to abide in him through the teaching of the anointing.
这恩膏的教训乃是说到圣灵借着主的话语在我们里面来教训我们，来引领我们。
In other words, the Holy Spirit would use the word of the Lord to teach us and to lead us.
老约翰告诉我们说，这恩膏是真的，不是假的。
The elderly John told us that this anointing is true and is not a lie.
弟兄姐妹，住在我们灵里面的这位圣灵，
This Holy Spirit that dwells in our spirit.
他要在我们生活当中一切的经历上面。
In all the things that we experience in life.
他要适时的把主的话说在我们里面。
He will truly utter the words of the Lord in us.
就是把我们平常所读的圣经，平日所听到的道，在适当的时候呢，及时的说在我们的心里。
In other words, all the Bible we've read and all the sermons we've heard, at the right time, the Holy Spirit will say them again in our heart.
昨天，在修格练的晨更当中，领会的弟兄分享了诗篇119篇的一句话。
So, in the morning watch in Sugarland, yesterday, the leading brother has shared this word.
他说，耶和华，你的话安定在天，直到永远。
Forever, O Lord, thy word stands firm in heaven.
弟兄姐妹，今天恩膏就是圣灵将主的话在我们心里面常常来教导我们。
This anointing, this Holy Spirit, constantly teaches us within us.
在凡事上。
In all things.
在大事和小事上。
Big things and small things.
恩膏的教训，它来带领我们。
The anointing teaches us and leading us.
把主的话语说在我们里面。
And he would say the words of the Lord again in our hearts.
所以昨天早晨我们一同在主面前，我们回想了在过去哈维飓风侵袭大休斯顿地区的时候的一些经历。
So yesterday during our morning watches, we reflect upon all the experiences we had after the Hurricane Harvey.
我们就回想起在那飓风最厉害的几天里面从8月28号到8月31号。
So from August 28th to August 31st, which is the heaviest day of the Hurricane Harvey.
圣灵把一个感动放在弟兄姐妹的心里。
The Holy Spirit put this stirring in the hearts of the brothers.
叫我们透过电话，在电话里头一同同心合意的来祷告。
Through a telephone, we pray in one accord in the Spirit.
我记得很清楚。
I remember this very clearly.
在二十八号晚间的时候
，in the evening of August 28th.
我再退一步讲一下，在二十八号的下午2点多钟，我们在休格兰呢，我们就开始了一个那个 WeChat 群。
So at about 2 p.m. On the 28th, we started a WeChat group. Because we know this hurricane will be very, very severe. So we hope that the Brown sisters can keep in touch through WeChat. So at 2 p.m., we started a new WeChat group.
然后很快的呢, 就有40多位, 修格雷的弟兄姐妹就加入这个群。
Very quickly, more than 40 Brown sisters joined this WeChat group.
到了晚间, 我们看见那, 预测呢, 的确这个飓风对修格雷的影响是非常的厉害的。
At night, we truly saw that this hurricane would have a devastating impact on Houston.
特别这张图啊, 其实弟兄姐妹如果记得的话, 这张图呢, 其实不是飓风后来真实的路径。
You may remember this is not the actual path of the hurricane.
但这是在8月28号晚间之前的一个预测。
However, this was indeed the forecast of the hurricane in the evening of the
28th. 我大家还记得的话就是说当它飓风登陆之后从那个Corpus Christi附近登陆之后。
If you remember, the forecast was that after the hurricane made landfall near Corpus Christi,
它还要再回到墨西哥湾。
It would return to the Gulf of Mexico.
这飓风的强度还要再增强。
And the hurricane will gain strength.
然后预测告诉我们是它还要再次的朝着休斯顿而来。
And then once again, the hurricane will head to Houston.
这是在28号的时候的一个情形。
This is the condition and the forecast on the 28th.
所以当我们一同在为这次的灾难祷告的时候,
As we pray for this natural disaster,
圣灵在我里面 放下一个负担，需要和弟兄姐妹一起祷告。
So the Holy Spirit put this burden in me, so that I need to press on to pray with the Brown sisters.
感谢神，在晚上8点左右，有一位姐妹打电话来，就印证了这件事情。
About 8 p.m., a sister called to confirm this burden.
所以我们在8点10分呢，就透过这个微信群呢，就发通知给弟兄姐妹说，我们在8点半20分钟之后，我们透过这个电话一起。
So at about 8:10 p.m., we send out a WeChat notice that in 20 minutes at 8:30 p.m., we will all pray together.
所以在8点半的时候，大概有20-30位弟兄姐妹透过电话一同在主的面前，在那里呼求。
So at about 8:30, there was about 30 Brown sisters who cried out to the Lord through the telephone.
我们在那个祷告当中经历了主的同在。
During our prayers, we experienced the presence of the Lord. We also experienced this anointing that teaches us. We truly experienced this peace that surpasses all comprehension.
接下来的4天里，我们就是都是这样子。 一同心，同心合意祷告了四天。
In the next 4 days, we pray in one accord.
我特别要说的一件事情是,
The thing I really want to emphasize to you is,
在8月28号我们晚间祷告之后,
After we prayed in the evening of the 28th,
弟兄姐妹可以回去再去网上去证实这件事情。
And you can confirm this later on in the internet.
差不多在8月28号的晚间和8月29号早晨中间, 这个飓风呢, 就从原来这个在墨西哥湾的这个本来要转向休斯顿的地方呢, 它好像 动了一下。
So you can confirm this. Between the evening of the 28th and the morning of the 29th, the direction of the hurricane where it was supposed to head to Houston, there was some change of direction.
就它本来应该是在那个地方呢，在最低的地方，它就要转上来。
Supposedly, it's going to turn at the lowest point and turn toward to Houston.
我去看了另外一个那个比较完整的那个路径图。
I looked at another forecast, a more detailed forecast plan.
发现它在转弯那个地方呢，就好像又往南边，好像被人家碰了一下。
It was as if somebody touched this hurricane in the south.
所以后来这个飓风呢，它转向的时候就朝着德州和路易斯安那州的边境而去。
Therefore, when this hurricane turned, it was heading toward the state borderline between Texas and Louisiana.
它就在那里。 第二次的登陆,
and then it made a second landfall.
姐妹如果没有记错的话,
if I remember correctly,
在它这个飓风第二次登陆之后, 它又降了20多英寸的豪雨。
after this hurricane made the second landfall, there was another 20-some inches of torrential rain.
弟兄姐妹，我们能够想象。 那二十几英寸的豪雨落在降在休斯顿这个地方吗？
Can you imagine if 20 some inches of rain fall again in Houston?
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要看见，我们要按着恩膏的教训住在主里。
Therefore, we truly need to see the importance of abiding in the anointing that teaches us.
当然，这一次是一个比较紧急的重大事件。
Of course, this is a great emergency this time.
然而其实主所为我们预备的是叫我们能够随时随地的能够来到施恩宝座前。However,
what God has provided to us is so that we can come before the mercy seat at any time.
我们不需要等到有重大紧急事件才来到至高者的隐密处。We
don't have to wait till a big personal emergency before we come into the shelter of the Most High.
当我们能够按着恩膏的教训住在主里面,
when we can abide in the anointing that teaches us,
它所带来的就是生命和平安,
it will bring out peace and life.
弟兄姐妹，这个平安啊, 不是我们一般人, 我们觉得有些人啊, 他就是天塌下来, 他也很平安。
This peace is different from that peace when, you know, anything wrong can happen and they're still at peace.
有的人车子被淹了, 房屋被淹了, 他还是觉得有平安。
Or somebody's cars and homes are flooded, they still have peace.
弟兄姐妹，这里的平安不是那样的平安。
This peace is not that kind of peace.
这个平安是因着我们知道我们是在至高者的隐密处。
This peace originates from the fact that we know we dwell in the shelter of the Most High.
我们知道我们乃是在全能者的覆庇之下。
We're under the shadow of the Almighty.
那所带来的是叫我们里面满有生命。
What ushered out was the we will be full of life from within.
叫我们里面是满了。 那世界不能夺去的平安。
This is a peace that the world cannot take away.
在创世纪，我们看见当时的洪水漫过全地所有的高山的时候。
In Genesis, when we see that that great flood has overcome all the great mountains.
挪亚和他的一家所在的方舟的外面是充满了灾难和死亡。
So outside the ark where Noah and his family were, it was full of affliction and death.
因为那个洪水把所有的都淹没了。
Because that great flood flooded everything.
然而无论那个洪水涨得多高,
regardless of how high the flood waters have risen,
我们看见那个方舟比洪水还高。
We see that the ark rose higher than the waters.
我们知道旧约这个方舟乃是预表基督。
We know that in the ark in the Old Testament is a typology of Christ.
虽然方舟外面是灾难，是死亡。
Even though outside of the ark is affliction and death.
但我们看见在方舟的里面,
however, within the ark,
却是充满了生命和平安。
It's full of life and peace.
弟兄姐妹，这是今天神帮我们长生在基督里的。
This is the blessing by which he has bestowed on us when we dwell in the shelter.
当这个末世来临的时候,
when the end times come,
遍地充满了灾难、混乱、罪恶,
the earth would be full of affliction, sin, and confusion.
弟兄姐妹，我们如何能够活出一个满有生命、满有平安的一个见证呢？
How can we live out this testimony that's full of life and peace?
当全地落在神公义的审判之下的时候,
when the entire earth has fallen under the righteous judgment of God,
世人的指望在哪里?
Where is the hope of people in this world?
那还没有得救的人, 他们如何能够来到神施恩座前?
How can the people who have yet to be saved come in before the mercy seat of God?
弟兄姐妹来是因着看见 神在我们身上所显出的那个见证,
because they see the testimony that God has revealed in us.
兄姐妹, 我们的秘诀乃是在于住在至高者的隐密处。
Our secret is in dwelling in the shelter of the Most High.
乃是在灵的里面能够常常的活在神的面前。
we abide in God constantly in the Spirit. And have close communion with our Lord. And we can enjoy all that we need from our Lord.
We
know, truly know that we're at the end times and the end days.
这世上, 世界的局势不会越来越好。
The political conditions of this world are not going to be better and better.
这全地的灾难只会越来越厉害。
The affliction and disaster of this world will only be worse and worse.
两周前我们才经过这哈维的飓风和洪水。
2 weeks ago, we experienced Hurricane Harvey and the floods.
早晨我们在聚会当中, 佛罗里达州他们正经历一个非常严厉的一个飓风的威胁。
As we gather here, Florida is also threatened with this hurricane, another hurricane.
在我们的西边, 加州乃是遭受那野火的一个威胁。
To our west in California, they're experiencing dangers of wildfires.
那好像我们搬到北方是不是好一点?
So if we move to the north, would it be better?
我想北方啊, 离北韩是比较近的。
The northern part is close to the north.
那我面临什么样的威胁呢?
So what danger would you encounter?
是核弹的威胁。
You would encounter the threats of the nuclear war.
姐妹,我们在这里说, 我们觉得好像很轻松。
As we say here, we're sort of, it's a casual talk.
我相信, 圣经上所告诉我们末世所要发生的事情是必定要发生的。
However, I truly believe that everything that the Bible talks about that would come to us in end times will surely happen.
问题是我们预备好了吗?
The question is, are we ready?
这一切所发生的事情,
all these things that have happened,
一次一次的来提醒我们,
remind us once again and again,
主回的日子实在是近了。
It's closer and closer to the Lord's return.
我们应当如何预备好来迎接我们的主?
How do we prepare ourselves to see our Lord?
老约翰告诉我们,
the elderly John told us,
要按着恩膏的教训住在主里面。
Abide in the Lord through the teaching of this anointing.
他接着说,
and then he further on elaborates,
小子们啊, 你们要住在主里面。
Little children, abide in the Lord.
这样他若显现, 你们就可以, 我们就可以坦然无惧。
When he appears, we may have confidence and not shrink back in shame.
当他来的时候,
when he comes again,
在他的面前也不至于惭愧。
We will not be in shame at his coming.
弟兄姐妹, 你预备好了吗?
Brothers and sisters, are you ready?
我们要住在主里面。
Abide in the Lord.
叫圣灵常常借着那温柔微小的声音来带领我们。
So that the Spirit will constantly use His gentle, small voice to lead us.
老约翰在约翰一书二章最末了告诉我们,
at the end of 1 John chapter 2, elderly John told us,
他说你们若知道他是公义的,
if you know that He is righteous,
就知道凡行公义之人都是他所生,
you know that everyone also who practices righteousness is born of him.
这告诉我们什么呢?
What does this tell us?
我们的神是公义的。
Our God is righteous.
我们是他所生的儿女。
We are children born of him.
虽然我们已经得着一个称义的地位,
even though we have gotten this position reckoned by him,
虽然我们的救恩是不会失去的,
even though we can never lose our salvation,
然而我们如何预备好迎接我们公义的主呢?
However, how are we going to be made ready to receive our Lord?
他说我们生活的当中乃是要行出公义来。
He says that, John says that we have to practice righteousness in our daily lives.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
救我们脱离一切捆绑我们的罪恶。
Deliver us from all our sins that kept us in bondage.
救我们脱离一切主所不喜悦的。
So that we can depart from everything that displeases the Lord.
好叫我们能够成为那装备好的心腹。
So that we can be the bride made ready.
是住在他里面。
We who dwell in him,
是常常与他亲近, 与他交通,
where we have close communion and fellowship with him,
只等到主的再来,
until he comes again.
那我们再一起低头有点祷告。
Let's bow our head again for a further word of prayer.
主, 我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主, 你就是 那至高者的隐秘处。
You are the shelter of the Most High.
你就是神所设立的挽回祭。
You are the propitiation in the blood.
我们想到我们原本都是死在罪恶过犯中的人。
We think about we were once dead in transgressions and iniquities.
我们原本在世上是没有指望的人。
We were the people who had no hope in this world.
主，然而因着你极大的怜悯。
However, because of your great mercy.
因着你爱世人的大爱。
Because of this great love with which you love the world.
主啊，你为我们设立了这施恩座。
You have established this mercy seat for us.
叫我们能够随时随地来到施恩座前。
So that at all times, under any conditions, we can come before the mercy seat.
得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
To find grace and to receive mercy for help in time of need.
主，你为我们成就是何等大的救恩。
How great a salvation you have accomplished for us.
今天你借着圣灵就住在我们的里面。
Today you abide in us through the Holy Spirit.
与我们同在。
And you grant your presence with us. And you kept us.
早晨你再提醒我们。
This morning you once again remind us.
要我们住在至高者的隐秘处。
That we should dwell in the shelter of the Most High.
主，你说就必住在全能者的荫下。
And then as a result we will also abide in the shadow of the Almighty.
主，我们知道末后的日子是严峻的。
We know that the end times is severe.
末后的灾难是厉害的。
The affliction is the end times are very severe.
主，然而你是我们的藏身之处。
However, you are our hiding place.
你是我们的山寨。
You are our fortress.
你是我们的高台。
You are our high tower.
主，你是我们随时的帮助。
You are our time for help in times of need.
主，愿早晨我们都来投靠你。
This morning, we all put our trust in you.
我们一直藏身在你的里面。
We will abide in you.
保守我们在患难中的弟兄姐妹们。
Keep the brothers and sisters in affliction in you.
主，你成为他们一切的供应。
You are all their provision.
你成为他们一切的解答。
You become the solution to all of their questions.
主，愿你在旋风中向我们说
话。Speak to us out of the whirlwind.
好，叫我们能够在你的面前。
So that in your presence.
厌恶我们自己。
We can retract and repent of.
在尘土和炉灰中懊悔。
So that we can repent in dust and ashes.
使我们再来回转归向。
So that we can return and go to you.
愿你在我们身上的制作。
May you constitute Christ in us.
早日得着成就。
And it can be accomplished quickly.
愿你的心腹预备好。
May your bride be made ready.
等候你的再来。
And wait for your return.
感谢赞美你。
We thank and praise you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ we pray.